If it's Friday, it must be time for another Bent News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
When you need to know,
get bent.
And get to your computer and enter to win VIP treatment on the Nick Mason Saucer Full of Secrets tour. Starting at the end of the month, it features his music with Pink Floyd, of course. Details and a link to enter on imbalancedhistory.com. Look for the blog. And we've got news about Nick Mason before the end of this update. Marcus, did you see Thursday Night Football and Ozzy Osbourne on the halftime show?
No.
Neither did anyone else, except for those people who happened to be in front of their TV for the 7 seconds that the network showed Ozzy. What the fuck? There was so much hype about Ozzy's performance at halftime that everyone expected to at least hear a song. The fans were pissed. I think Ozzy was a little pissed, although he had to be thinking, my record's in stores and everybody knows it.
The exposure probably picked him up some new fans as well. So win for Ozzy, even though it was a 7 second win.
Win for the fans too, because the next day, Ozzy, seeing the fallout, posted the whole thing on his website. You can see it too at OzzyOsbourne.com.
I watched it, and he was really good. And after having that back surgery, man, that cat was way more mobile and moving around than I expected. I was impressed with how they sounded, and Zach's hair was everywhere when he was shredding.
Well, they finally put the wraps on that $5 million a night monster, the Stadium Tour, coming to its logical conclusion after a 3-year delay. And now there's talk about more. Motley Crue announcing, we'll see you in February, underlining the fact that there have been rumors about taking the tour to other continents, not just Europe.
Hey, they had a lot of success in America, and if they can do it worldwide, they might as well go for it. And it looks like from what they said, they'll be back in the States in 2024.
A man who hasn't said a whole lot in a long time, Ricky Rocket from Poison, posted on social media. He said, such a crazy summer. I think we proved that rock and roll is not dead. Neither is our brand of rock and roll. Amen, and we'll see you when we see you. There's another story on our dashboard this week that we're actually happy to hear about. There's been much said about Paul Di'Anno, the original singer of Iron Maiden's knee situation. His long-awaited knee surgery finally happened this week.
I'm glad he got it done, and it still warms my heart that the cats from Iron Maiden helped to make sure that he was able to afford this knee surgery.
No word on recovery period, but I suspect that we'll be seeing Paul Di'Anno back on stage when he's able to do it. It's not like there hasn't been a tribute to The Last Waltz done on tour before, but the surprise is that there's going to be one this year.
I'm looking forward to this tour. I'm going to try to, if my schedule works out, go see it, because you have Warren Haynes on the bill. You have Jamie Johnson. You have John Medeski, Bob Margolin, Mark Mullins, and the Levy Horns. It's a solid lineup of musicians.
Not to mention Anders Osborne and Kathleen Edwards. All great. Cyril Neville. All kinds of great musicians putting together the celebration of music that was The Last Waltz and the end of the band. Presented, by the way, by Robbie Robertson. And as far as seeing a show, check your calendar for the first week of November, Marcus. It's a good list of shows. Catch one near you, The Last Waltz, just in time for Thanksgiving. We teased about it a little bit at the beginning of this Bent News update, Marcus, but we are excited to present our conversation with Nick Mason of Pink Floyd on Monday's episode.
Yes, you're going to learn a little bit about this incredible drummer, including what his first vinyl was. A fascinating conversation we had with Nick Mason. You still have time to enter to win tickets to see the Saucer Full of Secrets tour. Make sure you hit our website, imbalancedhistory.com.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Bent News. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
When you need to know, get bent.